Cattle futures regained some lost ground on Wednesday as wholesale beef values strengthened for another day. Trade uncertainty, rising debt levels, and market volatility are threatening the global economy and creating difficult operating environments for U.S. agriculture, according to a new CoBank report. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 24th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon. Although too few to trend, there were a few live trades in the western corn belt at $122 to $125 a hundredweight. Prices were higher at some fat cattle auctions. For instance, choice 2 to 4 steers brought $127.29 to $128.87 a hundredweight at Tame, Iowa. That was $2 to $3 higher than last week's negotiated trade in the region. On the other hand, choice 2 to 3 steers brought $120 to $123.25 at Sioux Falls. There were 4,139 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction. One lot of Texas steers, 63 head, sold for 1 to 9 day delivery at $123 a hundredweight. One lot of Kansas heifers, 116 head, were passed out at the same money. Feeder cattle futures led live cattle higher Wednesday. Support included firmer outside markets and resurgent wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 53 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.60 higher. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 5 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on moderate to fairly good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 87 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $217.21 a hundredweight. Select was 32 cents higher at $212.04. Calf and feeder cattle price trends were mixed at the weekly Wednesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded $4 to $5 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $3 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to $2 higher on limited comparable offerings. There were 4,928 head on offer. At Huss Platte Valley Livestock Auction in Kearney, Nebraska, there were 4,806 head. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher, while heifers traded fully steady. Steers weighing 500 to 750 sold steady to as much as $11 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 500 to 650 sold unevenly steady. There were 4,560 head. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, there were 3,557 head. Steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $6 lower and mostly steady at 701 to 850 pounds. Heifers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds traded $3 to $5 lower, steady to $2 lower at 601 to 650 pounds, and then mostly steady at 651 to 750 pounds. Finally, feeder steers weighing 600 to 650 sold steady to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Steers weighing 700 to 750 traded $2 to $3 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 800 to 850 sold $2 to $3 higher. Steer calves weighing 500 to 550 sold $3 to $4 lower in a limited test. There are 2,514 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, gathering back some of the previous session's losses. Support included strong quarterly earnings reports from the likes of IBM and Procter & Gamble. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 171 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 5 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 5 points. Trade uncertainty, rising debt levels, and market volatility are threatening to derail the global economy and creating difficult operating environments for U.S. agriculture, says Dan Kowalski, Vice President of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. Although the U.S. economy is still performing well by most key measures, global and U.S. economic prospects are weakening, and the agricultural economy shows few signs of an imminent comeback, according to a comprehensive 2019 outlook report from CoBank. Trade is the outsized risk, Kowalski says. With unresolved disputes with Mexico, Canada, Europe, and China, the greatest collective threat to the U.S. economy this year. The CoBank report examines 10 key factors that will shape agriculture and market sectors that serve rural communities throughout the U.S., among them the global economy. As mentioned, the report suggests trade policy between the U.S. and China will remain the leading risk to the global economy, along with increasing debt levels, which are now more than 3 times greater than in 2001. That's all public and private debt. The U.S. economy is another key factor. Although U.S. economic expansion is set to become the lengthiest in history this summer, more modest growth is expected this year and next. Dairy and animal protein is the final factor I'll share. In 2018, according to the CoBank report, the U.S. animal protein sector began suffering from the same oversupply and weak margins that have plagued U.S. dairy producers since 2015. Despite the less favorable profitability environment, protein and dairy sectors are expected to continue to expand production this year, prolonging the margin squeeze. Of the 3 major animal protein species, the report says beef appears to be weathering the animal protein oversupply situation best, with favorable fit cattle prices and historically high packer margins resulting from tight processing capacity. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 24th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.